And good morning. We continue Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos. We're learning Klal Lamed, the Malacha of Tzad, and we just finished Simon Beis, where the Chayyadim is Mekel, in a situation where it's a Psik Resha. Delo Nicholai, according to one explanation, or because of the approach of the Rashba. I do want to clarify one point about the Rashba, which might take us more than one shir. We've used the approach to understand the Rashba, that the Rashba is saying his Halacha uniquely by the Malacha of Tzad. The Malach of Tzad in the situation of cornering something into an area, of not physically grabbing it, that action is not inherently a Maisa of Tzad, and therefore the person's intent for other purposes can remove the halachic status of Tzad. That's the approach that Rav Shimon Shkop uses to understand the Rashba. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself discusses this Rashba, and he seems to see that he's saying a universal concept. If we have an action which inherently could be an action which is mutter, doesn't become mutter based on the person's thought process. And the Rashba actually brings one of his rayas from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi discusses a situation where somebody fell into the water and they're throwing a net into the water to save the person's life. While they are catching the person in the net, they'll be catching fish as well, which is the Malacha of Tzad. So the Yerushalmi says that's mutter, even if the person would actually have intent to catch the fish also. So since the action is an action which is inherently an action of Hatzalah, the fact that he also has a Kavanah of Tzad does not make it Aser. That's the Yerushalmi's Kiddush. Now that case is not necessarily a case where you can extrapolate from, because as opposed to a situation which is a Rishus, you can define the action however you wish. Over here it's a Chiyuv. You must throw that net into the water to save the person's life. It's a Chiyuv. So the fact that you have a bad machshava does not absolve you of your chiyuv. So maybe the bad machshava does not change the maisa. The maisa remains a mitzvah of the Torah to save someone's life. But a case where it's a rishus and the person has multiple thoughts, maybe it becomes problematic. The Mishnah Berurah gives a marim welcome. We says we do not pass it like this rash, but it gives a marim welcome to something which he discusses in the Sefer Avos Chesed. One example of this, for example, he brings as a Gemara from the Messiah. If a person finds an Aveda, part of the process of taking care of an Aveda is, besides announcing it, etc., is maintaining it that shouldn't get damaged while he has the Aveda. Bizman Chazal, a person would find a garment or a rug or something of that sort. There's a responsibility to take it out and air it out. According to some schedule, whatever the Morris is, different schedules depending on the item. To make sure that it doesn't become moldy and get damaged. So a person, say, finds a tapestry, so he has a chiyuv to take it out once every 30 days and air it out. The Mora discusses the following case. Can he take it out and air it out at the same time that he has a guest coming, someone he wants to impress? So he'll take this tapestry, hang it on the wall, give it a chance to air out. Just when his boss is coming for dinner, so his boss is like, "Oh wow, you have such good taste." And so he'll use it for two purposes: one, to air it out, which is mutter, and it's a chiyuv actually to do that, to mitzvah to do that, and the second one is to get the benefit of impressing other people. So Mora says that letzarcho is usur. So here we have an action which is inherently an action which is not only permitted, but it's actually something which is the person is supposed to do. But since the person has the wrong thought, it's going to become usher to do. So the Mishnah Berurah questions from this Gemara on the approach of the Rashba. That being said, the Mishnah Berurah and a different sefer, the Chabad Chaim, a different sefer called Machne Yisrael, which he wrote to help facilitate people who were drafted into the army to maintain minimal halacha, at least to retain do the basic halacha that they be able to do under the circumstances, uses the Rashba as an etzah to minimize Malachas Shabbos. So it sounds like at least B'Shas Hadchak, he's willing to rely on the Rashba as an approach, whereas in general he says that one cannot rely on the Rashba. and even in the Malacha of Tzad, Mishnah Berurah says we don't pass on like the Rashba, which Tzad comes with this a whole other argument. But according to Mishnah Berurah, the concept of the Rashba is not limited to the Malacha of Tzad. It's a general principle. And we don't pass on like the Rashba. So that's an important understanding of the sheet of the Rashba, how far the Rashba is willing to take that. The case that the Mishnah Berurah talks about in Avos Chesed is a fascinating case, but that's not really our topic, so we're not going to get involved in that. Meanwhile, have a good day.